The Security Council will establish the mandate and the intervention brigade will be used appropriately. The deployment of the intervention brigade at this moment, we have about 60-65% of the capacity because we are waiting for battalions and some equipment. Then I hope we are going to be in full operational capacity late July.
Everybody is putting lots of hope on the use of the drones and their efficiency. Does everything depend really on the drones, or is it more than that?
No, you have a combination of efforts to deliver peace in that area. The drones specifically, they are not armed. It's only for surveillance. And when you see the dimension of Congo, a huge country, and when you see how complex the problem, see that it's very important to have good information. This information will give you a picture of the problem and will facilitate to take some decisions. And then the drones will increase our capacity to generate information and to have a better assessment.
How do you assess the Rwanda cooperation for the moment, especially given the fact that the dialogue now with the M23 and the other armed groups is almost inexistent?
All the neighboring countries, they signed one very, very important accord in Addis Ababa, and then we have now the Great Lakes involved in cooperating this process. All the countries now, they are fully committed with the peace process.
First Commander, what is your strategy to get rid of the armed groups? Do you have any particular plan or timeline that you want to share with us?
Obviously, the command and the staff, we have the strategy, we have the plans. But basically, we are going to take our actions based on the threats we have. And when you list the threats, the main one is the protection of civilians. Then all our strategy is with the focus on the protection of the civilians. We need to stop that history of violence against the population.
How do you assess the current situation on the ground?
At this moment, we have about the same picture we had at the end of the year and the beginning of this year. The situation is not good, but it's stable. It's not deteriorating anymore. And I hope that we are going to move up and ahead from this point.